This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning at 7:45. Philadelphia has a new neighbor, a Mormon temple at 18th and Vine Streets. Mormons consider their temples to be the most sacred places to worship on earth. Right now, this Georgian-style granite-clad structure is open to the public. Tours are being given daily through September 9th, and only card-carrying members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints can enter. The temple and its adjacent meeting house will serve more than 40,000 Mormons from parts of Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, and beyond. Elder Mylon Coons is a senior leader in the Philadelphia region. I recently asked him what will occur at the temple.
We're in the temple. It's a place of peace and inspiration and sacred ceremonies. It contains four floors. Each floor has a specific function and purpose to help members of our church get closer to God by making covenants with them. And this sacred work is done not just for the living, but also for our ancestors there.
And these are for private moments for folks who are within the church community, correct?
That's right. So our meeting houses would be for congregational worship and learning together. In the temple, it's very much more of an individual experience between God and yourself. And the crowning ceremony in the temple is when two people kneel across an altar in a sealing room and are married, not just for time, but for all eternity. So a temple is created to basically unite families forever.
It took 3 years, give or take, to build the temple and the meeting house, which is right across the way, right, like a few yards away. Yeah. How long does it take to build a congregation? I realize you're rooting congregations from other places, but there's still a building of something that's Philadelphia.
Well, you know, our congregations are already in existence, so they'll just be relocating from different locations to here. So what will be new is they'll be kind of mingling with other saints that they have not really intermingled with before in the past. There's really a sense of extended family in our congregations. You serve each other. We have a lay clergy, so none of our clergy receive compensation, and so they just serve one another.
And you said saints. That would be a church member.
Yes, we call ourselves the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm. The temple is topped with the traditional gold leaf statue of the Mormon prophet, the angel Moroni, posed with a trumpet. And the trumpet seems to be facing southeast. Is that important?
It's the direction is not. The message is it depicts the sharing of the gospel, the restored gospel of Jesus Christ to the world with the hope that people will hear and accept it. And Moroni was the last prophet in the Book of Mormon. And what's interesting about this is more than half of the Book of Mormon was translated in upstate Pennsylvania, in northeast Pennsylvania. So the church has just deep roots in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. Not only that transpired, but also the first baptisms of Joseph Smith and another senior leader, Oliver Cowdery, occurred in Pennsylvania. So the church has just a rich history here.
So historically translated within Pennsylvania before the movement out west to Utah?
Correct. Before the church was even established in 1830 in Fayette, New York, the Book of Mormon was translated by the prophet Joseph Smith by the gift and power of God, we believe, and that occurred prior to it being established. And then from there, they then migrated west.
Why so long to build something here?
Well, I think it just takes time to build a community and to establish it. We had access to New York and Manhattan, so people could drive 2.5 hours or 3 hours to get there. Now it was time for us. The prophet decided to have a temple in Philadelphia, so we're just very grateful that we have one. We have a wonderful working relationship with the city of Philadelphia, and it's just been a great welcoming, and people have seen the temple. Every one of them have been so impressed, and I think many of them have really felt God's love for them as they've gone through the temple and seen and learned more about what is done there.
What can you share with us about what will occur on the day of the dedication at the temple in mid-September?
We'll have a choir inside the temple singing. Then we'll have some senior leaders from the church in Salt Lake coming to visit and to dedicate the temple. There'll be three different sessions held, one at 9 o'clock, at noon, and at 3 o'clock. And there'll be a cornerstone ceremony where the leaders will come out of the temple and go to the cornerstone and put mortar around it and seal it up. And there'll be a choir singing there as well during that cornerstone ceremony. And it's just a wonderful time for the members of the church, and it will be broadcast throughout Pennsylvania and to those who are assigned to come to this temple. And so we would anticipate that there'll be thousands of people watching it in a satellite broadcast to their local meeting house.
But I couldn't stand there and watch it, could I? Or not really?
It's only for, again, baptized members of the church and those who are in good standing with the church.
Thank you so much. Elder Mylon Kunz is a senior leader for the Mormon Church in the Philadelphia region. The elder told me architects study different buildings in Philadelphia while designing the temple, and you'll find elements of the Franklin Institute, Christ Church, and Independence Hall incorporated in the design. And I believe there are 151 operating Mormon temples worldwide.